Blackstone Audio presents Death in Florence, The Medici, Savonarola, and the Battle for the Soul of the Renaissance City by Paul Strathern. This book is read by Derek Perkins. Prologue. The Needle of the Italian Compass. In the first week of April 1492, Lorenzo the Magnificent, the 43-year-old ruler of Renaissance Florence, lay seriously ill in his villa at Careggi, in the countryside a couple of miles north of the city walls. Lorenzo, a charismatic figure in a charismatic age, had powerful but curiously ugly features, which appeared to lend his personality an almost animal magnetism. His intellectual brilliance and physical daring also contributed to his attraction. Amongst other accomplishments, he was a distinguished poet, a champion jouster, and a prolific lover of beautiful women, and, on occasion, similar men. Yet for 2 months now, Lorenzo's powerful frame had been racked with incapacitating pain, a manifestation of the congenital gout and chronic arthritis that had stricken so many amongst the recent generations of the Medici banking family. However, for Lorenzo, the worst was yet to come. His beloved friend, the poet Angelo Poliziano, watched as he succumbed to a fever that gradually passed into his body, spreading not into his arteries or veins like others do, but into his frame, his vital organs, his muscles, his bones too, and their marrow. But since it spread subtly and invisibly, with utmost stealth, it was hardly noticed at first. But then it gave clean evidence of itself. It so speedily weakened the man and wore him down that, because not only his strength had ebbed away and been consumed, but his entire body...